The Hot FM News.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's time for the news. But what's the next one? The headlines. Lopez urges government to allocate 20% of 2026 budget to education. Czech Republic also supports Zambia's democratic progress. And in international news, later Syrian victims want UK soldiers to face justice. As the nation awaits the presentation of the 2026 national budget, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has called for not less than 20% of the national budget to be allocated to the education sector. NECA's Executive Director, Dr. Alan Sanson, has expressed concern that Zambia continues to fall short of its international commitment, noting that Global Education Treaties recommends that at least 20% of the nation's budget be dedicated to education. He said currently Zambia allocates only 14.5%. Dr. Chanta has emphasized the urgent need for increased investment in the implementation of the 2023 competence-based curriculum, which still lacks adequate textbooks and essential teaching equipment. He has proposed that the government allocate no less than 1.5 billion kwacha in the 2026 budget to support effective curriculum rollout, adding that without adequate resources, the shift from an outcome-based to a competence-based curriculum risks remaining a paper exercise. Dr. Sanson has also highlighted the critical shortage of more than 65,000 teachers in public schools and recommends the recruitment of at least 10,000 teachers in 2026.
The new curriculum, which is a very, very good document, but not having corresponding textbooks and also equipment risks just being a white elephant. If the government is not going to adequately fund its implementation, we expect that not less than 1.5 billion kwacha is going to be presented. And with the shortage of teachers, in excess of 5,000 teachers in public schools, we expect that the government is going to recruit not less than 10,000 teachers in 2026.
New Congress Party President Peter Janda says despite the party serving as a strategic partner to the Patriotic Front, he retains the authority to decide who will stand as the NCP's presidential candidate in the 2026 general election. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Janda has stated that the party is closely monitoring developments within the PF, particularly how they resolve their ongoing leadership issues. He has reiterated his commitment to working with the PF, expressing hope that the party will soon resolve its internal issues to a national convention. Mr. Chanda has also revealed that the NCP will soon convene a party conference during which he will seek re-election as a party president.
For me, I'm looking at the event. I'm looking at how the Patriotic Front will resolve the leadership issue and how we go to the convention. There is a privilege of authority that I have to appoint a presidential candidate who can stand on the NCP ticket come 2026. New Congress Party will also commence provincial conferences, into cabinet, into a general conference where I'll seek re-election as president.
The newly appointed ambassador of the Czech Republic to Zambia, Kuyan, says his country is closely monitoring Zambia's democratic progress and stands ready to offer support to help strengthen it. Speaking to Hot FM News, Ambassador Kuyan has commended Zambia for being on the right path in terms of democratic development. He has, however, noted that democracy is a complex and evolving process, highlighting that it is difficult to measure due to each country's unique context and standards. Ambassador Kuyan has added that the Czech Republic is open to offering guidance and sharing experiences, but only when requested by the Zambian government.
We are a keen observer of Zambia's journey, and we are here to listen, and we are also here to assist, help, or give advice when the society is needed or asked for. There are standards of democracy, but each and every country has its own journey how to get to those standards. I mean, I recall the transformation period of my country, you know, when the communist rule ended and we were transforming into a full-fledged democracy. We had many consultations with our partners in Europe, outside Europe, you know, how they went through this kind of procedure.
We're using UPNG as one for its members and the trying candidates against engaging in premature campaigns in constituencies and wards currently held by elected party officials. In a statement, UPNG Secretary General Basuke Menda said the directive also applies to areas where the party is working in collaboration with independent members of parliament, as well as constituencies or wards represented by opposition MPs who are constructively cooperating with the UPNG administration. Mr. Menda has explained that the directive is aimed at safeguarding party unity, promoting internal cohesion, and giving elected officials the necessary space to deliver on the party's development agenda without undue interference. He has further emphasized that any aspiring candidate who violates this directive will face punitive action in line with the party's disciplinary regulations.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist Trevor Hambai says that gender needs to start characterizing domestic resource mobilization to manage the same budget and debt obligations and reduce over-reliance on external support. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Hambai has acknowledged that while borrowing is sometimes necessary, it should only be done with the intention of driving sustainable economic growth. He has stressed the need for Zambia to redirect its resources into productive sectors that can stimulate long-term economic development. Mr. Hambai has also expressed concern that much of Zambia's borrowed funds are currently being used to support its current expenditures rather than being invested in infrastructure development.
So as a country, the first thing that we really must be thinking about is to be able to create our own sovereignty, which is having to be able to generate domestic resources to manage our budget as well as our debt, so that we are not having to be able to depend on other people. If we do borrow, yes, borrowing is necessary. If we do borrow, we are borrowing to be able to drive sustainable growth, and that we are seeking to be able to get these resources, put it in the productive sector, so that we can ensure that we are actually growing as a country. But the ones that require social spending is that we should be able to cover this ourselves.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
More than a decade after Agnes Ngui, a 21-year-old mother, was killed in Kenya, allegedly by a British soldier, a Kenyan court has issued an arrest warrant for a UK national. If there is an extradition, it would be the first time a serving or former British soldier is sent abroad to face trial for the murder of a civilian, a news husband would welcome. On the night she went missing on 31st March 2012, Agnes begged her childhood friends to come out with her. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Police in Malawi have arrested 8 clerks who are suspected of tampering with election results in return for bribes. The arrests came after initial results showed a strong lead for the opposition presidential candidate, Peter Mutharika. The governing party says it's discovered irregularities in almost half of all districts. The Czech president says NATO should respond to Russian violations of its airspace by shooting down the plane. Peter Pavel was speaking after Estonia requested a consultation with other NATO members after Russian warplanes entered and lingered in its airspace on Friday. Cyber attacks are causing cancellations and severe delays at many European airports. Brussels appears to be the worst affected. At least 10